From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. The United States Ambassador to the UN, Nikki Haley, had strong words for North Korea Monday at an emergency meeting of the UN Security Council.
We have taken an incremental approach, and despite the best of intentions, it has not worked.
The council met to talk about North Korea's largest nuclear test to date.
The United States will look at every country that does business with North Korea as a country that is giving aid to their reckless and dangerous nuclear intentions. And what we do on North Korea will have a real impact on how other outlaw nations who seek nuclear weapons choose to conduct themselves in the future. The stakes could not be higher. The urgency is now.
Haley said North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is, quote, begging for war with his actions. She said the United States does not want war, but our patience is not unlimited. President Trump and South Korean President Moon Jae-in on Monday agreed to lift payload restrictions on South Korean missiles and push for even stronger sanctions at the United Nations against North Korea. Government officials in Seoul told reporters that Moon is also calling for the UN to consider blocking oil shipments to the north. Gunmen in southwestern Pakistan ambushed a security forces convoy, killing at least three soldiers and injuring three others Monday. The convoy of the paramilitary Frontier Corps was returning from a counterinsurgency operation when it was attacked in the remote Panjor district of Baluchistan province. There has been no claim of responsibility for the deadly assault. This is VOA News. Indonesian Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi was in Myanmar for meetings Monday with the country's leader Aung San Suu Kyi and with Myanmar's military commander and national security advisor. They're talking about the ongoing crisis in Rakhine State. The UN Refugee Agency says 87,000 Rohingya have fled from Rakhine to neighboring Bangladesh since an eruption of violence late last month. The influx of refugees has left aid agencies struggling to keep up with demands for supplies and medical care. In an unprecedented ruling, Kenya's Supreme Court on Friday nullified the results of the recent presidential election and called for new polls within 60 days. Kenya's Electoral Commission says that election will take place on October 17th. From Nairobi, the VOA's Jill Craig has more about what happens next.
The Supreme Court's decision to annul the victory of President Uhuru Kenyatta puts the country in uncharted territory. Adams Olo is a senior lecturer at the University of Nairobi.
It's the first time that one arm of the government, and specifically the judiciary, has been brave enough, if I can use those words, to stick to the constitutional provisions and the rule of law.
And the clock is now ticking, after the court ruled that fresh polls must be held within 60 days. In the meantime, Kenyans are still waiting for the release of the Supreme Court's full judgment, which is required within 21 days of the ruling. Jill Craig, VOA News, Nairobi.
The White House is expected to announce a decision about deferred action for childhood arrivals on Tuesday, with early media reports indicating the president will end the program, which has shielded hundreds of thousands of young, undocumented immigrants from deportation for the last 5 years. Officials who described the move to journalists said it would come with a six-month delay, meant to give Congress time to address the issue. Lawmakers were not involved in creating the program, which was instituted by then-President Barack Obama through an executive order. And after months of negotiations, the Colombian government has reached a ceasefire agreement with the country's last active guerrilla group, the National Liberation Army. The announcement was made in Quito, the capital of neighboring Ecuador, where talks were being held. The deal was reached on the eve of the visit of Pope Francis to Colombia. Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos has negotiated with the NLA since February, seeking a deal to ensure complete peace in the country. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com. I'm Jonathan Smith.
That's the latest world news from VOA.